Hello, I am Pastor David Keener, and today is February 25th. It is the second Sunday in the season of Lent. The scripture for today is from the sixth chapter of the book of Romans, beginning at the third verse through the 14th verse. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for his righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Here ends the reading. In the Gospel of Matthew, a rich young man asked Jesus, "What good deed must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, as Lutherans, we know that we don't enter heaven based upon our good works, but rather only through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. In our reading from the book of Romans today, the Apostle Paul addresses a different question than the one asked by that rich young man. Not what must I do to be saved, but rather what must I do now that I am saved? Paul explains that baptism is more than just an entrance rite into God's promise of eternal life, but it's also a call to a whole new way of living in the here and now. He says to the church in Rome, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." I love that image of walking in newness of life. When a baby is first born, its vision is not very developed since it has spent the last 9 months in total darkness. A few weeks after birth, however, the vision will go from blurry and only being able to see things in black and white to seeing things in vivid colors and much more clearly. And with this new perception, the world becomes just a fascinating place for the newborn child, filled with things to see and touch and taste and explore. In much the same way, in our baptism into Christ, he opens our eyes to see the experiences of our world and the people in it in a very new way. We are born again into a world filled with hope and with possibility. Christ has given us just a glimpse of the kingdom of God and encourages us to live each day as if we were already there. But until we reach our heavenly home, he calls us through our baptism to work and pray for that day when it will be on earth as it is in heaven, proclaiming the kingdom and working to make this world a place where love prevails over hatred, where peace overcomes strife, where compassion overrules indifference, and life, not death, has the final word. This is why at every baptism we quote Jesus' words from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, and we say these words over the newly baptized as both instruction and as a prayer. "Let your light so shine before others that they might see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to remember this day that in our baptisms, we were not just given the promise of eternal life in your kingdom, but we were also called to live a new life in this world. We pray that your light would shine upon us, dispelling our inner darkness and helping us to live lives worthy of our calling. Help us to see clearly that walking in newness of life is only possible when we are walking closely with you. We pray this in your precious name. Amen.